2CH.
Home cooking,
and now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning at 20 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Where are you taking us today?
I'm taking you up to the Central Coast.
Good.
To a place I don't think you've ever actually been there, to Kilcare.
No, I've probably driven through it. The name rings a bell.
No, I tried to get you up there sometime last year because your employer owns a lot of property up there, including the Kilcare Surf Club, which he's recently renovated, a huge house which he rents for $1,000 a night next door, full of, you know, it's a big glass house, a magnificent very upmarket resort called Pretty Beach Resort, and Bell's Restaurant. And I've been wanting to go to Bell's Restaurant for at least the last 3 years, ever since Chef Steve Manfredi, he's the Italian fellow who used to have Belmondo in Sydney, and he moved up there, well, Singleton employed him to go up there, and he's doing the most wonderful job. I have to admit, I've tried to go there a few times and never been able to find it because the signage is very, very discreet. We've often driven past it. But you drive in and you can actually stay overnight as well. There is accommodation there, really lovely accommodation. But we went on that extremely hot weekend, you know, when the heat wave was on.
Yes.
At least we were there on the Friday night, and it was suggested by a friend of mine to sit outside on the veranda, and we were lucky to get a seat outside. Beautiful breeze blowing and the most elegant garden out the front, beautiful outlook. But what really struck me was the scarecrow over in the corner and the vegetable garden, because Steve has put in a fantastic vegetable garden adjacent to these elegant to the elegant lawn and fountain. And then he told me later that he not only has that one, but he has a much, much bigger one further down on the property by the dam. So I was very impressed by that because this is really just beginning here in Australia now. I mean, people who travel through France and Italy and stay at restaurants are accustomed to seeing vegetable gardens alongside the restaurants, but it hasn't been so common here, but it is becoming more so, and, you know, we really want to encourage it. It's fantastic.
That's
so
great.
All the produce comes from the garden.
Okay.
All the fresh produce, at least.
Mm. Well, if you're looking for a free meal from the boss, I think he's overseas at the moment.
No, we paid for ourselves. not cheap, but, look, well worth it. Frankly, it's the best place on the Central Coast to go to. It leaves everything else for dead.
It's in Kilcare, and it's called what?
Bell's Restaurant.
Bell's, okay. Well, now, have you got a recipe for us?
I actually have a recipe from Steve. It's actually not, I must admit, it's not using garden produce, this one, but it was just because it was so divine. It's a raspberry and a vanilla cassata with praline pistachio nuts all around it. So I've given you that recipe today. It's a little bit complicated. I mean, if you wanted to make a shortcut, you could buy the raspberry sorbet and buy the vanilla gelato and make it that way, but I've given you the recipe from Steve, which is on my webpage.
And your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Now, I had a letter from Barbara Douglas of Mrs. Douglas of North Richmond. Mm-hmm. She and three other elderly people went to see The Black Swan.
Uh-huh.
She had heard you talking about it, and she said, the youngest of our group, and they're not young, wanted to walk out. Her friend next to me had her head down. The third had her eyes covered. We left exhausted. The story was horrible. The acting may have been good.
I actually honestly don't understand why it's won so many awards. I think the King's Speech leaves it for dead any day.
And the actress is apparently going to win the Academy Award.
Oh, dear, so overwrought.
Now, I have a note here, knowing that you went to university in Perugia,
that's
in Italy.
A long time ago. Mm.
Eddie Marcinich of Parma is an Australian boy who now lives in Parma, which is famous. We knew for what?
Lucky Eddie. I have never actually got to Parma. That's another place I've often tried to get to. I'm still going to get there. Of course, that's where all the Parmesan, the magnificent wheels of Parmesan cheese come from, and also some of the very best prosciutto.
Yes, well, he says, Parma is famous for food and cuisine and beautiful women. And every year in Parma, they hold a food fair called Cibus, C-I-B-U-S.
Yeah.
The Australians are there with their stand. Mm. We're also known as Food Valley. In fact, the European Food Security Authority has its headquarters in Parma, and they control the food quality for all over Europe.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that was situated there as well. Yes, I think that food fair is on this year in October.
Mm.
It's held annually.
Well, that's a greeting from Eddie Marcinich of Parma, formerly of Australia, and he listened to us on the digital.
That's amazing, isn't it? I just find it extraordinary.
And we're going to play a special song. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.